So when I first moved into Punggol, my neighborhood was not even in Google Maps. It was that ulu.
There's been a sea change in Punggol over the years. What was once a rustic farming village is now a haven for waterfront living. But what's beyond the rows of flats flanking the LRT system that links up the whole town? We talked to people of Punggol who showed us their town's hidden gems.
Hi, I'm Joy, and I'm a mother of three. I moved to Punggol in 2013, and when I saw this place, the first thing that caught my eyes was the outdoor space. It's a beautiful garden. Knowing dogs, they love to be free, you know, they love to run free and play. And so when I saw the space, immediately I could envision how the dogs were playing. In the morning, people come and drop off their dogs. What happened next is that the dogs will get to meet and greet with each other. And that's the time where all the teachers have to really watch closely. Because, you know, sometimes when they play too much, and accidentally they may get into a bit of a scuffle. After that, all of them will actually get to go out, you know, for the excursion. And Punggol has three beautiful parks. Today we are at Punggol, Lorong Halus, Wetland. We chose this place because it's vast and, you know, the space is huge. We actually have long distance and short distance walk. So then we have to also monitor their energy. We have to make sure that they are hydrated. And then, you know, we make sure that especially no ants or insects on the ground. Or, you know, because there are some dogs that will pick up litters. So we want to make sure that the ground is also clean. So our eyes must always be on them. Right now, we have ended our walk already. We are going back to school for them to rest for a while, and then we are going to have our lessons.
So this is really the end of the, let's say, the edge of Punggol, so to speak. From my house there, you can see my house, you can just go here. So when they actually built this pathway, it was really very convenient. It connects all the cyclists, joggers. So most of the time, I work from home, and you know, you face your computer and you do your writing and stuff. So I think this access to nature is very important. Sometimes you get writer's block, you know, that kind of thing. Now it's called the Jewel Bridge. It's quite a popular place for Instagrammers, you know, but not only Instagrammers, but for those who like to jog or cycle. If you just follow the river or the waterway, they call it downwards, then it goes to the waterway area. Also quite nice where you see all the various other Instagrammable bridges. I still remember when we first moved in, when our friends want to come over to our house, and it's quite funny because a lot of them will be like, I cannot find your house because it's not in GPS and stuff. There was still early days when we moved in. But very quickly, you know, we have our feeder bus running and we realized that it's not so bad. And after that, more and more people coming in and more shops open up, coffee shops, clinics and all. It became quite a new, you can feel the vibe of the neighborhood more, you know.
Jetty, I think I've been here fishing around 10 over years already. This jetty is good, quiet, toilet very near, somehow got police post there, so it's very safe and can really stress here. I got a few friends last time they fish at Woodland, Bedok Jetty, but once they come here, all the way, every weekend see them here. The beach got a lot of things to see, but you need to walk around. You can see otter here, you can see snake here, you can see mud crab here, eagle also have.
Yang istimewanya sebab kita boleh berjalan-jalan, cari-cari ciput di celah-celah batu. Tapi ini pun anak-anak kupang semua, kita tak boleh nak ambil. Sayang, lagi kecil. Pantai Ponggol ni bagusnya pasir lah orang kata kan. Jauh jalan sampai ke laut ini orang kata. Pikiran pun orang kata tenang kalau nampak laut ni. Ada masalah pun hilang, lupa semua masalah kita kalau tengoklah laut macam ni.
We come here once in a week in Ponggol Beach during our rest day. Ponggol Beach is special because we can sit down, relax and watch Malaysia over there. And we also come here to catch the crab. We have to search inside the rock, and normally they stay deep down inside, and then we have to catch the crab during when the water level is low. If the water level is high, then it will cover all the rocks, so it's no, there's no way to catch the crabs.
I've been staying in this Ponggol 17th Avenue estate for the last 26 years. My family and I have very fond memories of this place. We are actually at the back of the former seminary of the Catholic Archdiocese. As you can see, those blocks here, one, two, and there's one behind, are meant for accommodation. Previously, at any one time, there will be about 40 to 50 seminarians, and many of them come from outside of Singapore, like Malaysia, Vietnam, Burma, Brunei. We get to know a lot of them very well, and they have, of course, become our lifetime friends. And because of the forested area, we'll find monkeys, and they even once caught a wild boar inside there somewhere. So we are in front of the former major seminary. And as you can see, where the cross is, immediately below that is the main chapel. towards the right side, there is actually a grotto of Mother Mary. And at that time, this gate was open all the time, and access to the seminary was unrestricted. So all those high-rise you see were actually part of the sea at that time. Beyond where we are standing, beyond this wall here, is actually what used to be the seafront. And a lot of the homes along this seafront will have their own boats berth in front of their houses, you know. Yeah, so this is one of them. As you can see, the wall is where the sea goes up to. The last time I saw water or the sea in this area was a few years before I shifted to my place. That is in the early 90s. A lot of the houses has got this outhouse built where they will berth their boats right in front, and then they will have steps coming down for them to access the house. And this outhouse will have bathrooms and shower rooms inside before they go back into their own home. So this is a typical outhouse. I think some of the other houses may have been torn down or demolished lah. This is probably the only one left.
Welcome to my garden and let me show you my plants. So in Singapore, our community garden is the only place that we can see the tropicalized version of carnivorous plant, where members can actually go up close and feel and touch the plants. So I actually got interested in carnivorous plant was because of their unique hunting ability, which we can see a plant actually moving like animals. And these plants mimic themselves like flowers to hunt insects. They're actually very beautiful even when they're not flowering. So that was something that caught my attention. I was trying to find a plant that don't need to flower and look like a flower. So and I landed myself on carnivorous plants. Managing a carnivorous plant community garden is slightly different from a vegetables garden or herbs garden, because things you are looking out for instead of fertilizer, these carnivorous plants do not require us to fertilize at all. But instead, what we usually do is to check on the plants whether they are growing as expected and how fast they are going to grow. From there, we actually do different movement of plants to make sure that they are in the right position with the right amount of sun. So they are actually slightly more tedious. So as we are working or caring for the plants, sometimes there are people who actually enter the garden and they were so surprised or shocked to see these plants thriving in the hot sun. They said, "Oh, I can't believe I can see these kind of carnivorous plants in Punggol." They always think that they are able to find only in cooler temperature, maybe overseas. So after a long day of work at the garden where we actually care for our plants, some of the members and I will usually visit the container restaurants at the container park in the evening or sometimes at night for suppers.
Gems in Punggol because it had a lot of varieties of food and it's actually a nice place for people to gather.
It doesn't feel like you're in Singapore because of the way they set up. It's like mainly you see this kind of setup maybe in JB.
Because this place makes us remember some Thailand. Yeah, because my wife is from Thai, so there's a lot of places like this in Thailand.
Like chill place in Thailand. If you go there, it's like, I don't know, Chatuchak have this kind of place, like chilling place, sitting down and chit-chat with plants.
One of the best things
things about this place is the fact that it has an open space where you don't have to travel far. And even the heartland, like last time we need to go to Orchard, Clarke Quay and all that. So now in Punggol, there's one area like this, I think is good.
Friends are around, we have multiple places to try. Sometimes nowadays it's very hard to get a gang.